Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Catch My Drift here at Wham! Talk 1600. You can call into the show, 734-822-1600, with discussion on any topic I bring up or if there's something you want to bring up, so feel free. And normally those topics that I discuss come from the Daily Drift. If you're not going to the Daily Drift for your headlines and links to the news you need to know, you should be. That's www.thedailydrift.com. I scour the internet for the news that you're not getting at the mainstream media. And if you find a link that you'd like to share, certainly email it to me, Gary@thedailydrift.com, and I'll put it up there and give you credit for it. If you got a handle or something, I don't expect everyone to put their name out there like I do, but you're certainly more than welcome to. So Gary@thedailydrift.com, you can email me. And if you got comments for today's show, because you don't want to call in, feel free to do that, Gary@thedailydrift.com. Let's take care of a little business. Sponsor this half hour, Claves Marina in Pinckney, Michigan, Asan McGregor Road, 734-426-4532. Most of the ice is off the lakes here in Michigan now at this point, so spring is here, and it's time to get going with your boating season. So they've got all kinds of good discounts on boats and 15 to 20% off some LSP docking and boat lifts. Having a boat lift is huge. If you can get one, do so. Stand-up paddle boarding is really huge now, and Claves Marina has a great selection of ATX paddle boards and Old Town kayaks also on sale. So 734-426-4532, or you can go to their website, Claves, K-L-A-V-E-S, marina.com, clavesmarina.com. So give them a call, 734-426-4532. Okay, lots of stuff going on in the news today. You've got Donald Trump's kids being threatened. You've got protests against Donald Trump. And you just heard on the news there, these idiots are trying to blockade a road to keep. You know what? If you don't like Donald Trump, don't vote for him. Why do you have to block his speech? I don't understand why people, these liberals and these activists, have to make such a. I don't see anybody. And I had a little argument with one of my good friends on Facebook earlier today. Not an argument. We just disagreed. It was a posting that shows Republicans are being boycotted and protested all the time. But you never see any Republicans or conservatives going to protest Hillary or Bernie. You know, the only people that have protested Hillary and Bernie are the Black Lives Matter people, and they're doing everybody that way. So it's kind of hypocritical for these activists and these liberals who claim for freedom or whatever to be trying to shut down Donald Trump. He's just one man. You don't like his ideas, don't support him. Don't vote for him. Go to your rallies with Bernie or Hillary or another conservative group if you don't like Trump. But to try and shut people down shows an intolerance that is totally un-American. It really is. If you're out there going to those extremes to not like somebody, it's fine to get on Twitter and bash somebody. It's fine. That's expressing your right. You know, those of us who are on Twitter and social media, we put up with it. I try not to go out of my way to be ugly. I hold myself back. There are times when I see something for somebody else that I don't want, and I just want to throw that ugly troll Twitter out there. And you know what? I hold myself back because, you know what, I don't appreciate it when people say nasty things to me or about my choices. So I try not to do the same to them as well. And it shouldn't be. You know, try and keep it civil when you're on social media, folks. It doesn't do anybody – you're not making any friends when you get ugly and troll people like that. Troll. Matt, trolling. Is that what they call it when you're mean to people on Twitter? Yeah, something like that. Whatever. I'm still new to it, so I don't understand. When they say troll, I'm thinking of the trolls under the bridge, you know? So, all right, but let's start with before the calls will start coming in with Trump, I know, as soon as we bring it up. But let's start with Barack Obama. He nominated his nominee for replacement of Antonin Scalia on the Supreme Court this week. And of course, he went with somebody he thinks is a moderate and acceptable, and we knew all this was going to happen. Derek, let's play track one. You got it ready? Okay.
Of the many powers and responsibilities that the Constitution vests in the presidency, few are more consequential than appointing a Supreme Court justice, particularly one to succeed Justice Scalia, one of the most influential jurists of our time. The men and women who sit on the Supreme Court are the final arbiters of American law. They safeguard our rights. They ensure that our system is one of laws and not men.
All right, they safeguard our rights. So shouldn't the Supreme Court justices be safeguarding the Constitution like Antonin Scalia did, making sure that we don't usurp the Constitution and change it into some living document? And yet, Mr. Obama went ahead and put a guy on there that we all know has very anti-Second Amendment views. And he's also a fellow Chicagoan. I heard the one speech by Merrick Garland that said, "Thank you for my fellow Chicagoan." And I'm like, ew, I certainly wouldn't vote for you now or support you in the Senate if that's the case. Have we not had enough criminals coming out of Chicago into Washington, D.C.? Rahm Emanuel, Barack Obama. I think we've had enough of that kind of stuff. But let's take a quick call from Jenny, who wants to talk about the rioters. Go ahead, Jenny. What do you got?
Okay, this is my comment. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I have totally had it. And I know we're going to be hearing these idiots come around all summer and all this crap. But I'm sick and tired of these liberals. They do nothing productive, but all they do is attack people that don't agree with them, and that's not right, because we have a right to disagree with each other and be respectful. Well, I'm telling you what, I'm done with it. These people ought to go frickin' home and get in their frickin' safe space and live with it, because we're not going away.
You're right, Jenny. We're not going away. We're still here, and we're going to put... You're right. I think you're going to see a crazy summer of protesters, and, you know, if George Soros has already ramped it up... I tell you what, that's a sore spot for me. This guy, one of his charities in Russia was banned because the Russians are smart enough to go, this guy is trying to screw over our country, he's buying influence, he's paying for activists to cause trouble. Why aren't we doing that with George Soros here? I wish somebody would just stand up and say, the guy is a complete loser. His very history of working with the Nazis should have him in jail somewhere. Why isn't he in jail along with some of those old guys that participated with Joseph Mengele and everything else? If he was out killing people, Jews, for their money, why isn't he sitting in jail somewhere?
That's right. Well, because certain things are in now and certain things are out. And he's part of what's in, apparently. But I want to ask these liberals, if anybody is listening out there, which they're probably done because I'm yelling at them, but I don't care, what happened to free speech? Free speech is fine when it's you, but it's not fine with us.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Jenny. It is pathetic, and it is what the left does. They're only tolerant for their own views. They're completely intolerant of anybody that can disagree with them. And that's the pathetic part of liberals. Yeah. What
okay,
else?
Okay, that's my rant for the week.
Okay. Well, you're always welcome to rant with me. That's why I'm here, Jenny. I get to rant. If you ever listen to my morning show, you'll hear me ranting in the mornings too for 5-10 minutes.
I can't get your podcast.
Oh, okay. I'll see if I can make it easier somehow for you. It's probably on my end. But all right, well, take care, Jenny. We love having you. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay, so back to the nominee. You know, it's advice and consent. Barack Obama is free to nominate somebody with the advice and consent of the Senate. Now, a lot of people talk about the consent portion of that, and the consent is, yes, it has to get through, what, two-thirds majority of the Senate to okay the nomination of a president for the Supreme Court. But the other half of that, the first half, is the advice portion. And so people saying that the Senate's wrong for not even giving this guy a hearing, that's a load of crap, because you know what? The Senate already gave him advice. They said, replace Antonin Scalia with a guy of like mind, somebody who has that originalism concept of the Constitution. That's the advice the Senate gave him. And what did Barack Obama do? He said no. Okay, that's give and take. You said no. You went with a moderate instead of a guy that would replace Antonin Scalia. And so don't feel bad now if the United States Senate says we're not even going to hear the guy. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure there was an article I saw not too long ago that said 26 of the last 35 nominees for the Supreme Court never got a hearing. Now, somebody can go check that for me. If I'm wrong, I'll be happy. But those are the numbers I remember. 26 out of the last 35 nominees for the Supreme Court never got a hearing. So don't make a big thing about this, liberals. If McConnell and the Senate decide not to even give Merrick Garland a hearing. If a couple of senators look at him and McConnell says, listen, there's no way I'm going to get you past two-thirds of the votes. Why waste our taxpaying money having the Senate discuss something that's never going to happen? That's crazy. That's a waste. And that's what we talk about, the inefficiency in Washington. Don't bring it up. If the guy doesn't have anywhere near two-thirds vote, don't bring it up. All that tells Barack Obama is, you know what, go back. You want to make another mark, Barack? Then pick somebody. Show us that you can reach across the aisle. Find somebody. You know what, Barack? How about this? Why don't you nominate Ted Cruz and take him out of the running for the presidency if you don't like him that much? Make him, and I bet you he'll get passed. You want to appoint one more guy? Go ahead. He can be your appointment. Maybe it's Ted Cruz. Maybe he's the guy. Well, we can get into that. I broached that subject not too long ago because, you know what, let's face it. I'm not sure Ted Cruz can get elected. I really don't think so. I don't think he can get past the general election. But you know what? 4 years as a presidency, you may or may not get anything done. Look at Barack Obama. Other than some bad things, he's got nothing done in 7.5 years now. 4 years, 8 years, that's a fleeting moment in time. Spending 35 years as a Supreme Court justice protecting the United States Constitution, now that, my friends, that is an accomplishment. And if you really cared about the country, Mr. Ted Cruz, I think you should be burying the hatchet with Donald Trump. I think you should be looking to see if that's a possibility for you. Because you know what? If you are the most constitutional conservative that you say you are, that you want to protect all the amendments to the Constitution, that's the place where you can be and do the most good. If you're really there to help the country, you look for the place and the position that will allow you to do that most. Let's take a call from Mike in Ann Arbor. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hi, Gary. I'm not going to talk about Trump today. I think he's fine, and I agree with you. I think that Mr. Cruz needs to get out of the race. I think it's over for him. He's becoming a joke. On the justices, you know, I love the way they were having their news conferences and demanding that the Congress and the Senate give him an up or down vote. I can remember Roberto Gonzalez. I can remember Bork. I can remember Mr. Leahy and all of the Democrats, how they stopped the nominations of the Republican presidents. But now we're supposed to give this guy a pass. I go back to Schumer, Obama, and to Biden. All three of them have made statements. They're on the record. They've been shown on television that in the last year, oh, no, the president, let's wait until the next election. Let's not let the outgoing president make the decision. And the Republicans, so far, hopefully, they're holding fort with the exception of one guy, Kirk, out in Illinois. He's in evidently a tough election out there, and he's bending and wanting him to have a vote. But as far as I'm concerned, right now it is time to give the back of the hand to Mr. Obama.
Absolutely.
Mr. Obama, you're on your way out. Don't let the door hit you. You know, we've had 7.5 years of you. No one's going to miss you. But here's what I wanted to talk about. Did you notice when Justin Trudeau was there for the state dinner about a week ago?
Yeah.
And did you notice that the little girls, Malia and Sasha, were wearing dresses that were $18,000 and $19,000 dresses? And guess who paid for them? You and I.
Ouch. Really?
Oh, you didn't know that?
I did not know that.
All those lovely girls that would make you want to barf, excuse me, were wearing almost $20,000 dresses. Oh, and of course, the luscious Mrs. Obama, Michelle, wearing a $22,000 dress paid by you and me, the taxpayers.
Yeah, that is an outrage. Now, how come that's not coming out of Barack's salary? I know he's only making $200,000 or whatever the presidential salary.
No, he's making $400,000, you know. Well, no, actually, he's making a heck of a lot more. Remember, we had that thing called the TARP thing, and we had the infrastructure, $895 billion, and where the hell did that go? You know, all the roads are falling apart, the bridges are falling apart, and I thought Biden was supposed to be overseeing it, and we spent almost $1 trillion, and my God, we got nothing for it.
All right. Well,
I would look in the Cayman Islands and see if there's a number to count there with a Barack's name. But here's the funny bit. Nobody mentioned it. These girls are wearing dresses, $20,000 for a state dinner, and we're paying for it.
Yeah, that's an outrage. That really is. That's
one more little thing. You know, I think it's about time that we contact our congressmen and senators and have this changed. You know, when Truman left the White House, he had no Secret Service protection. He and Best drove back to Independence, Missouri in their car by themselves. They had no entourage, and they lived their lives out. Now we have all of these presidents, present and the old president and the old retired boys, you know, like Carter and George Herbert Walker Bush, they all have Secret Service protection. And they've all their wives have it, and I think some of their kids even have it until the old man is dead. I think it's time that if you're the president of the United States, once you're done with your office, no more Secret Service protection. If you want it, pay for it yourself. Then when you're the president and you're making all of these us live under all of your dictates, you'll think twice before you make us live under your dictatorship, because once you're out of office, guess what? You've got nobody there to protect you.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's what I always say. You know what? I don't think anybody should be allowed to run consecutively. I would like to see all congressmen, senators, and presidents serve a term and go home. If you want to run again in 4 years, knock yourself out. But you need to go home and live under the rules you just made for the last 2 to 4 years.
Let me tell you something. I was totally unaware of last week. Bill Bennett let something out that I didn't know. But when he was
Secretary of Education.
Secretary of Education, he had Secret Service protection.
Really?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
I'm paying guys $85,000-$90,000 to protect the Department of Education or EPA. You know, if you took a look at how much money is spent protecting these clowns, then, you know, that could have maybe taken care of Flint's water problems, fixed some roads, but it's time that we contact our congressmen, contact our senators, and say, hey, listen, when Barack leaves, I want him to go out in the street. You know, he's got a big mouth. He says, well, you know, he blows like a blowhard. Mr. President, do your chest beating when you don't have Secret Service protection once you're out.
Yeah. Well, according to some reports, he's already bought a house in UAE, so you never know, Mike.
I'm not going to say it. You know, I wish him a long, 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 long existence. But my point is this: it's time that the gold covered boys, the people that have the privileges in Washington, and that means Republican and Democrat, listen. You're there to serve us. We're not there to serve you. And when you're done, no more protection for you. Period. Nada. You want it, you pay for it yourself.
There you go.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Mike. Take care. Let's take a call from Mark in Waterloo. Mark, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Good, good.
Cool. Just a slight disagreement with you when you said that Barack Obama hasn't accomplished a lot in his presidency. I think he's done a lot of bad things and has just end run around Congress in a soft dictatorship. I think he's done a great deal. That he's just done it outside the Constitution. That was it.
Yeah, well, accomplishments of bad, I guess I would say. But yes, you are correct. I stand corrected, Mark. Thank you.
And I also noticed that he bought that home in both, I thought it was Dubai, but I can't swear to that. But whatever country it was, it didn't have extradition treaties with the United States.
Yes, yeah, I've seen that article a couple of times now, and I'm not sure if it's been confirmed. I think allegedly there was a general who let it slip, and he got fired for that, but it wasn't for that. So I don't know how true that is, but I have seen it multiple times now, and it wouldn't surprise me, of course.
And that's another one that gets me about how little he's accomplished. If you look through the purge of the military now, what is it up to, 200 and something odd?
Oh, yeah.
Officers fired from the military?
Yeah. Oh, the purge has been very consequential in the military. Absolutely. You are right on, spot on that.
All right. Well, he's accomplished a lot. Not good, just a lot.
That's right. All right. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the call. Yeah. Let's see if we can squeeze Joe in here before the end of the hour. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, Gary. Thanks for having me on again. I kind of wanted to touch on the first caller, and she was kind of implying the hypocrisy of liberals. And frankly, Trump is a liberal and engages in the same hypocrisy. Those in Chicago are solely responsible for their violence. But the Trump and his supporters can't pretend they haven't seen and heard Trump inciting violence from the followers at his rallies and then be all shocked, appalled, and surprised when the leftards take them up on the offer of incitement to violence. Further, Trump constantly uses the F-word, and Trump and Trump trolls proving them to be hypocrites, get all shocked, appalled, and bent out of shape when Vicente Fox uses it. Trump and his trolls constantly engage in name-calling, and then the full outrage comes as they act all shocked, outraged, appalled again when we do it in return, and I'm doing it now purposefully to mock Trump and them and expose their hypocrisy. Trump whines about the donor class. Trump is the donor class. He brags endlessly about the politicians he's bought and sold and engaging in crony capitalism despite his many failed businesses. Trump supporters deal in liberal Olinsky tactics to defend their conservative in name only, pro-life in name only, Republican name only, liberal man-childian candidate.
Wow, so you're not voting for Trump then, right?
Never.
Well, you, and that's fine. I mean, you can say that. If you want to quote, and I think we had this discussion a couple of weeks ago. I know even if Trump gets the nomination fair and square, you're not going to vote for him. You're going to vote stay home, or you're not going to vote for him?
A lot of time between now and November for him to convince me, but as of now, he keeps waffling on his pledge to support the nominee if it isn't him. Then I'm more than fair game to go back on my pledge to support the nominee if it's
him. But when it comes to that, I will say this. Trump has lived up to his obligation, took that pledge, and it's the Republicans that are not holding up their end right now. There has been no way, shape, or form that the Republicans have stood by the front runner for these last 9 months. They've done everything and are still doing everything. The 54 guys that met down in Georgia, this latest Eric Erickson group that's meeting. And we're going to talk about this, because I've got some great comments from Newt Gingrich. And so I will disagree on that point. Will I vote for Trump or Cruz if they are nominated? Absolutely. Even a John Kasich, if by a miracle he picked up the nomination with more primaries. But I will tell you this. I might have to say no to voting Republican if they bring in a third guy or somebody that's – if they take it away from Trump or Cruz, because let's face it, between Trump and Cruz right now, they've got 80% of the delegates. If the Republican Party goes to this convention and pulls some kind of a fast one and shove anybody else in, and that includes Kasich. I don't know that I could vote for Kasich if there's some manipulation at the convention, because you know what? The people are standing up. And let's put it this way. Trump and Cruz were – the people on both sides were Trump or Cruz right up until the fight got ugly. Most people that supported Trump would have taken Cruz as their second and vice versa. That's the way it was until it got ugly back 2-3 months ago.
Oh, this is Ford Reagan again. Hindsight's 2020. We'd have rather had Reagan than Ford. They gave us Ford instead. I want Cruz over Trump. Trump is definitely Ford. Cruz is Reagan.
Right. Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, for me, it's still the fact that I do not think Ted can win a general election. And frankly, as I've been saying for weeks and weeks now, you know what? Ted Cruz has a strength, according to himself, and according to what I think I believe about him. If he's the most constitutional conservative guy in the Republican Party, he should be the replacement for Antonin Scalia. That's just my feelings, because you know what? 4 years is a waste of a guy who's the most constitutional conservative in the United States. If that's his claim to fame, and I think you would agree, is he?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Right. Cruz then would be a great Supreme Court nominee, but they also said Reagan was unelectable.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say this. Ted Cruz can protect the Constitution and the values I hold dear for 35 years if he is who he says he is. That's the guy I want. And you know what? If you're volunteering to serve the United States of America, you should serve in your best capacity. That's just my thought. Great call, Joe. I appreciate it.
Take care, friend.
All right, you too. Okay, so we've got a couple calls coming in. We're going to have to hold off. Derek, how much time we got there?
30 seconds.
So we'll wait. Ed and Ken, guys, hang tight. We'll see you guys after the break. But we want to talk a little bit about schizophrenic Romney when we come back and his latest changes. So we'll see you on the other side.
People
are always on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham! Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham! For the latest issues discussed by hosts Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theron X. They stay tuned in for state and local news with Dan Martin, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business with Wham! Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Traffic on an Arizona highway backed up for miles as protesters clog a road leading to a Donald Trump rally.
Police there had said there was 10,000 people who were supposed to show up. We don't know how many have been stuck in the traffic trying to get to this rally.
Fox's Leland Vittert. Trump protests also in his hometown of New York City.
A lot of arrests here. The NYPD with a microphone and an automated voice letting protesters know that anybody that was on the street and not on the sidewalk would be arrested.
Fox's Brian Yenis. The surviving suspect in the Paris attacks in custody in Belgium is home for the immediate future, likely
Bruges prison, about 50 miles from Brussels, where there are special isolation cells for terrorists. It's unclear, though, how long until he's sent back to France to face justice.
Fox's Benjamin Hall. Fox News. We report. You decide.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
During the 11-week Alpha course sponsored by St. Michael Lutheran Church, participants explore the purpose of life and the existence of God in a relaxed setting that encourages discussion. Includes a meal the first week, followed by snacks in later weeks, a short talk, and discussion. There will be a Saturday event locally other than at the church. The Alpha course is free to all attendees. The Alpha course takes place from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. beginning Monday, April 4th, and continuing on the following Mondays from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. It'll be at St. Michael Lutheran Church, 7000 North Sheldon Road in Canton. To learn more, visit alphausa.org. Register by calling the church office at 734-459-3333. The Teens Using Drugs, What to Know and What to Do series provides a starting point for families seeking advice and help for a substance-involved young person and has provided helpful information for people from diverse areas throughout Southeast Mid-Michigan since 1999. The April 2016 series will be presented from 7:30 to 9 p.m. on Tuesday, April 5th, which is Part 1, What to Know, and Tuesday, April 12th, Part 2, What to Do. Programs are presented at the St. Joseph Mercy Hospital Education Center, 5305 Elliott Drive in Ypsilanti. The series is free and open to the public. For more information, call 734-485-8725 or visit dawnfarm.org. To review these events and others, you can always visit Wham's website at www.whamradio.com and click on Community Events.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. You're listening to The Drift on Wham Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch My Drift here at Wham Talk 1600. Glad to have you aboard with me this beautiful Saturday afternoon. And let's take care of a little business. Nowatzky Truck and Trailer, 6900 Whitmore Lake Road. That's in Whitmore Lake, Michigan, 734-995-9600. And that's exit 49 right off of Old U.S. 23 and North Territorial Road there. So check them out, Nowatzky Truck and Trailer. And that's a Marathon gas station. They're open 24-7. So remember those holidays when other people are closed. You can get any of the stuff you need, shopping and fuel, at Nowatzky Truck and Trailer. So give them a call, 734-995-9600. Competitive fuel pricing, Marathon discounts, and it's a service center for all your truck and trailer needs. So check them out. Okay. So we're talking about the election, and we've got primaries on Tuesday. That's Utah, Arizona. I think it's Idaho, maybe, Derek? I think it's Idaho. But anyways, so another big Tuesday election coming up, primary, and schizophrenic Romney. You know, 4 years ago, loved Trump. Now he hates him. A week ago, he was kind of endorsing John Kasich in Ohio, trying to help stop anything Trump-related. And this week, he kind of said he's going to be voting for Ted Cruz out in Utah, which, you know, make up your mind, Mitt. How many boats can you throw your shoes into before you lose all track? I certainly don't have any respect for you. If you can turn your back on somebody in the course of a week, I'm just astounded and amazed. But let's take a call from Ed in Ypsilanti. Ed, welcome to the show.
Well, hey, Gary. Get Ken first. Hey, as far as Romney's concerned, I don't know. It's just a political game. I mean, I don't care who he votes for personally, but if he's trying to stop Trump, then throwing his effort behind Kasich at first in Ohio makes perfect sense, right?
Yeah, I think it just leaves people to know that he's just pulling strings, whatever he can do. I don't have any respect for him, and you know what? It kind of makes me sad that he's not the honorable man, that he's just another typical politician doing whatever he can to stop the voice of the people. That's the way I look at it. Whether you like Cruz or Trump, you know what? These are the guys at the voice of the people. As I just said a few minutes ago, 80% of the delegates, more than 80%, are voting for outsiders. We want this Washington cartel, this establishment, this whatever you want to call it, to come to a screeching, grinding halt. And now the establishment is kind of looking at Cruz as their last best hope to stop Donald Trump. And that's fine, but, you know, that if that's right, what ahead. It is. But it's just dishonorable for him to be doing that. I have no respect for the man anymore. Go ahead. What was your...
Okay, but let's not let that reflect on Cruz because, by the way, very many kudos to Joe. Saved me a lot of words. Excellent call. And I liked your equanimity in response to Joe. You didn't get, you know...
I love you guys, man. We don't have to agree on everything. You like Cruz? I like Cruz. If he's a nominee, you can bet your bottom dollar I'm going to support him. I have a lot of very valid concerns. And number one being I don't believe he can do the general election because you know what? There are people in the base who don't like him. There are evangelicals who don't like him. And I can tell you what, he's not going to get the crossover vote that you need in a left-center country to win an election. That's just my thought. I'm trying to be a common sense guy here. That's all.
Well, yeah, and I think a lot of people do think that Cruz can do it. And quite frankly, I'm getting a bit, I don't know, you're right out for Trump. I'm so glad about that. There's so many people who are, I like Cruz. I'm really a Cruz guy. But, you know, we got to get behind Trump in the general. And that's, you know, Bennett's doing it. I've heard other people do it. Mark Davis do it, you know, like I said, and other people besides them. And the fact of the matter is, let's make that decision later. Why are so many people who are supposedly in the bag for Cruz so supportive of Trump now? And then they're critical of the Never Cruz movement, which I see you weren't with Joe, didn't seem to be, which I appreciate. I don't know if I will do No Trump. I'm not there yet. I don't have to make that decision yet. But to say that Trump is light years ahead of Hillary, in my mind, I'm sorry, I'm still going back to I'm not name calling, I'm not calling him Hitler. Hitler and Mussolini were two different people. I still see Trump as a Mussolini. I still see him as a strong man. Guys who are strong men like that, they are not your man. And I've seen it in comments today. But at least he's our idiot, or at least he's our strong man, or at least he's our, you know, and they use different pejorative terms that I can't use on the radio in front of my wife and wouldn't anyhow.
Right. Well, here's the one good thing, Ed. The weak, disgusting Republican establishment has never been able to stand up to Barack Obama. They've never been able to stand up to the Democrats. But you know what? They sure as heck know how to stand up to Trump. And so I'm not worried about Trump being a strong man in the presidency because these allegedly gutless Republicans who won't stand up to Democrats are standing up to Trump. And if they do what they've done in the election while he's in office and they're controlling the Senate and the Congress, I'm not worried about it at all because these establishment SOBs have never shown the guts to stand up to Barack Obama, but they're all of a sudden they've got cojones the size of Texas when it comes to Trump. So I'm not really worried about him being a strong man. You know that, okay. And I know a lot of people think, oh, Donald Trump's in. You know what? I believe the man loves America. I believe for and it comes down to this. When it in this election, you could take your morals and your principles and highfalutin whatever's aside. I'm an issue voter this time. I want my border closed, I want my nation protected, and I want trade to, that works for us. And those are the two issues. Is he conservative when it comes to social issues? Absolutely not. I'm not saying Donald Trump is even a conservative. And frankly, I could give a rat's banana. Because you know, the conservatives that have been in control for the last 4 years in Congress have done nothing for us. They've been weak. They've been worthless. They can call themselves conservatives, but they're worthless. So that term conservative means absolutely nothing to me anymore.
Gary, I didn't mean to get you worked up. Sorry.
All right, Ed. Well, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it as always. I got a bunch of calls here.
See ya.
Bye. All right, take care. Now let's take Ken line two. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, I just had to comment that I'm ecstatic. I'm so happy that Mitt Romney has endorsed Ted Cruz. Now, I've been a Donald Trump supporter, and this endorsement of Mitt Romney, someone that is despised by so many people like myself, that's why he lost the election against Barack Obama. This is a blessing, and I'm sure Ted Cruz is not happy. I mean, here's Mitt Romney. He's clearly the poster boy for the establishment. He is endorsed, supported by the establishment. What has he done? He's embraced, supported Ted Cruz. And what I see in the upcoming primaries around the country, there's people like me that are going to look at say that, wait a minute, Mitt Romney, he's endorsed Ted Cruz. Well, I'm not going to vote for him.
No, I agree.
I agree with you. Donald Trump.
Yeah, I don't think an endorsement by Romney is going to help Cruz all that much. It may in Utah because he's a Mormon and he's from Utah, that whole Utah Mormon thing may work for him. I kind of thought Ted Cruz would take Utah anyways. I would be surprised if he doesn't. But you're right. I don't know if it – for me, it's not. For me, that tells me that Ted is getting more establishment people behind him. And you know what? This whole election is about anti-establishment. We're tired of Washington, D.C. And it doesn't matter if it's Democrats or Republicans. They're screwing the American people. That's what's happening here. It doesn't matter what they call themselves, conservatives, liberals. These elite in Washington are screwing the American taxpayer. It's been going on for far too long, and that's why Bernie's got popularity, and that's why Donald Trump's got popularity. It's that simple. We're mad.
Well, what I'm looking at, the fact that now I'm a Christian, and I've brought this fact upon your show that I'm an Orthodox Lutheran. Now, I despise those churches that call themselves Pentecostal, Charismatic, Roman Catholic. I'm not a supporter of them. Now, when I look at Donald Trump, he's Reformed. He's a Presbyterian, and I can go for this. I can support him, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people out there that are going to be paying close attention to what's really going on.
Yeah, well, we're going to see. Well, thanks for the call, Ken. Appreciate it, man. As always, love your comments.
You take care.
Take care. Let's take David from San Francisco. Go ahead, David. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, how are you, Gary? You know, you've had some good callers, although I'm a Green, and I really don't, you know, I look at science as more important than the politics. It's too easy to ignore science and make a quick buck, and that's how we ended up with the Flint River being the drinking source for a city of what used to be a 250,000 people. They went for the cheap buck rather than... They totally ignored science. So I'm glad the positions have come in on Cruz and Romney. If I remember right, Romney made his money. His $2 billion came from stealing pension funds. He was doing these corporate mergers, and the laws allowed him to milk the pension fund as part of his acquisition. The previous contract... you know, if you had a corporation that had a contract to run the pension funds, well, when Mitt took over, he was not beholden to that contract. He didn't have to pay off the pension funds, and that's why we've got so many starving Americans, is because Mitt milked the money. And Cruz, for that matter, his wife, Heidi Cruz, is a corporate managing director of Goldman Sachs. And Goldman Sachs is as old as the American Civil War. They're probably even older than that. And they have done so many acts of sabotage, financial sabotage in America. They were part of the, you know, the splitting of the nation in the Civil War. They got an old book by Groucho Marx. He talks about how bad life was in Hollywood in the 1929 Depression, and he names Goldman Sachs as a part of it.
Yeah, well, they're part of that you know, that behind the scenes. I hate to, it makes me sound like I'm putting on my tinfoil hat, but there is a group of super wealthy individuals and corporations, and that includes Goldman Sachs and George Soros and others who are, and you know, even the new reach, the nouveau riche, Gates and the Zuckerbergs. They're all in this together. They're trying to screw the American people. I mean, you've got to at some point you have to put on your hat as an American and say, let's do something that's good for the country. If I'm a billionaire, I've made enough money. Why do I have to go after this? I think Matt talked about it last. The power. What is it with the power? Can't you be happy with the billions you have and help keep America strong for its working people as well? Because you know what? Without working Americans to buy your products, you're never going to sell anything else. You're not going to get your services used, Mr. Zuckerberg. It's that simple. Dick, sure. Let me ask you. You're in California. Now, you said you're green. Are you a Democrat? Are you a Republican?
No, I'm a Green Party.
Oh, Green Party,
I helped actually run Ralph Nader back in his 96 campaign.
Oh, okay.
Run him, and I helped with some of the other campaigns since. I'm glad you're laying it out in that way, because America was united, you stand, divided, you fall. And the way that these candidates pretend that taxes are bad, I mean, if you're just basically into history, you do your own local history of any small town in America, they beg to have a library, they beg to have schools, they beg to have a good sewer system and fresh water. And so the rich of those towns were the ones that paid some taxes and actually got the sewer system going, or they got the fresh water going. And the idea that that these guys are now crying like babies because they have to pay taxes, that means that they don't want to invest in America anymore.
Yeah, well, and you know what that comes down to? That comes down to that local thing. You know, when a company or a country grows so big, and that's why I like moving that taxation down to a more local level where we can keep an eye on. When money goes to Washington, we all lose track of where it goes. It's getting misspent in all kinds of places. If you can tax heavier at the local level where we can see it, we can control it, we know if it's good or if it's bad, that's the control that we need. And that's why I always tell people, you know what? It's not this presidential election that's important. It's not this U.S. Senate election that's important. It's your school boards. It's your townships. It's your counties. Those are the most important elections. And people always forget about that. They don't do their homework at the local level.
That's right. And just to wrap up, I was going to lay out the idea that, you know, if you go through your local history, you'll find that the rich people were proud to build a bridge. And on tax time, they would, you'll probably find in old newspapers that they were showing off how much taxes they paid. And the idea that these guys are actively disinvesting in America, like, for example, Detroit. Have you ever done any study of, do you remember who David Stockman was? He was Ronald Reagan's brain. He was the Karl Rove of Ronald Reagan. He was the Office of Management and Budget.
Yep.
Well, David Stockman, about 5 years ago, was being sued in New York City he was the reason why Detroit had outsourced all the jobs. He was the CEO of Collins Aikman. And Collins Aikman, in the history of Detroit, you remember Ford would never buy parts from a company that dealt with General Motors. General Motors would never buy parts from a company that did business with American Motors or anything else. They all were independent. They all had independent part suppliers. Well, David Stockman saw to it that all of the parts, the interiors specifically of American automakers, were consolidated with Collins Aikman. And then he outsourced all the jobs. So when you start to look at the history of the decline of Detroit and the American auto industry, you've got to go directly to David Stockman and this lawsuit against him for cornering the market and then outsourcing all the jobs. And
yeah, interesting.
You can go to the U.S. District Court of Southern New York, and it's basically Manhattan.
Okay.
And you can look up David Stockman, Collins Aikman, and you can read the indictment against him and how it was all done. So it's, you know, everybody gets into this racist junk and, you know, unions and this and that. No, it was David Stockman specifically.
Okay, well, great.
All our eggs in one basket.
Yeah, good call. Thanks, David.
Thanks.
I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again. All right, let's Walter on line one. Walter, how are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing fine.
What you got?
Hey, me being a truck driver, I get a chance to talk to people on my route almost daily. Everybody's talking politics most of the places I go to in the northern suburbs. I was talking to a couple of black guys. And let's face it, man, I believe a lot of black folks, at least in this part of the world in Southeast Michigan, in the black race, are under Hillary's and Bernie's spell. In other words, don't count on them voting our way. The new lie that this clown came up with, he ain't got no facts, ain't got no knowledge, ain't got a sense enough to go crazy, as far as I'm concerned. He said that Donald Trump was on record saying, or caught on tape saying, that all the black Americans in this country needs to be shipped right back to Africa.
Who said that?
This black guy at this factory that I drive for. I go there off and on.
Yeah.
He's like in his early 30s.
He's probably some idiot activist who's as uneducated and uninformed as they could possibly be. That's the kind of crap that you get from these activists. Yeah, that's outrageous.
This guy here, I was shooting down everything he threw at me, and he just got quiet on me. I can tell he didn't like what I said a couple of months ago. He just stayed quiet on me. All of a sudden, I guess he thought he'd go home and arm up for me and come back to me. He was the first one to ask me. So when I first came in the other day, he said, so man, who are you voting for? Are you voting for Donald Trump? I said, yeah, as a matter of fact, yeah, man, either him or Ted. I said, I like Ted Cruz. And, man, he got started. And then he went off on the racial card, started playing his racial card.
Yeah.
And throwing out one lie after another. And I said, man, look here. If Donald Trump had said something like that, don't you know we all would know about now? It'd be all over the plastered, all over the TV, radio, internet, everything else. I said, that's not true. He didn't say that. And I said, the ones that's coming to his meetings and stuff when he's speaking, I said, those are the violent people. It's not Donald Trump. I said, I find no fault in the man. He's not instigating none of these things. It's those people that's showing up there doing that. And so basically that's where that's the temperature, political temperature I've been taking of a lot of blacks in this area. And by the way, I'm going to throw something out at you as far as Barack Obama's nominee for Supreme Court. I think it's 6 or 7 senators, if I'm not mistaken, you correct me, that said that he should they should hold a hearing for his nominee. Guess who's plastered up in that bunch?
Who, Kelly Ayotte?
And I saw his face on TV the other night on the news.
Kirk? Senator
Rubio.
did Rubio say that?
Rubio was one of the pictures they showed of the senators who's saying that they should hold a hearing for Barack's his appointee.
Well, there you go. That's good reason for old Rubio to be out of the race at this point. Yeah, I I would just say no. If Mitch McConnell's got any set of cojones, he needs to just say, not going to happen, forget it. We'll talk to you in January when you're out of office. That's it.
This person is just as crooked as Barack Obama, and it's amazing to me how he's hell-bent on continuing his evil ways in this country. Anybody he picks, he wants us to satisfy him, the Republican Party. What has he done for us, and what has he done for the country? What has he done for black people? Absolutely zero, nothing. And I don't trust one thing that slimy devil communist in the White House does. And and that's exactly what I feel about him. And he is evil to the core. I can see it in his eyes. In fact, he reminds me of Farrakhan. He looks like the Nation of Islam. and to me. And he talks like him. He looks up over the crowd like he's the dictator. And in my category, they're calling us the Hitler, you know, the Republicans and the conservatives, Hitler and the Nazis. No, the policies of the Democratic parties, you already know, lines right up with Hitler and the Nazis.
Yep, you got it. Well, well, thanks, Walter. I appreciate the call, man. I always love hearing from you.
Good hearing from you, too.
All right, well, take care. Okay, let's try and get in some comments from Newt Gingrich. I think we're pretty pointed. Derek, let's go down to track three. This is Gingrich talking about the establishment's attempt to stop Trump and is there going to be a brokered in convention. Let's run with track three.
Okay, here's what the old line Washington establishment doesn't get. There are only two candidates who could be nominated for president. One is Ted Cruz, the other is Donald Trump. The best way for Cruz to try to be the nominee, and he understands this and he's working very hard at it, is to beat Donald Trump in the primaries. Let's say that Cruz can win enough primaries that Trump comes short. That doesn't mean there's going to be a third candidate. So the establishment gets to choose. Do you want Ted Cruz, who's an outsider, or do you want Donald Trump, who's an outsider? But there's not going to be a third candidate. John Kasich could play a role, but Kasich's not going to win enough primaries to become the nominee. So the fact becomes, one of these two outsiders is going to be nominated, and anybody who tried to sneak in at the last minute without competing would find both Trump and Cruz opposed to them, and they would simply be crushed. I mean, these two guys are going to have over 80% of the delegates between them.
And that's why I tell people, you know what, you have to get back. There was a point in time in this election or this primary season where Trump and Cruz were not hitting each other for whether it was convenience, whether it was one laying low to let the other one blow off, whatever. You know, for me, Donald Trump has been the fullback for the Republican Party on this. He's punched the hole through and gotten the discussion to where it needs to be. If it weren't for Donald Trump, we would not have been talking immigration the way we've been talking about it. People say, oh, we've been talking immigration for years. No, we haven't. We've been mumbling about immigration for years. We've done nothing since Ronald Reagan gave amnesty. And the wall never got built. Nobody had the guts to go ahead and follow through with what Reagan wanted then. If it hadn't been for this, you never would have heard the words anchor baby come out of Jeb Bush's mouth. It's that simple. So when Newt Gingrich says these two are controlling 80%, they need to get down. Ted Cruz needs to rectify the fact that, you know what, there's a very good chance Donald Trump is going to be the head guy here. It's that simple. And Ted needs to be able to support Donald. And Donald, you need to be able to support Ted if it comes down to it. You guys need to stop with the rhetoric. Because you know what? There are people on both sides. We've been divided so badly, the Cruz bots and the Trumpkins and whatever you want to call it. When you watch it on social media, they've gone their separate ways. There are so many people saying, never Trump or never Cruz. You know what? Stop it, folks. We are the outsiders. If you want to end this establishment stealing of the American dream, then you need to go with the outsider. Whether that's a Cruz or whether that's a Trump, you have to do it. Derek, how much time we got left? 1 minute. All right, we're not going to be able to get to this next from Gingrich, but anyways, folks, tone it down a bit. Let the next couple of months play out between Trump and Cruz. We'll see what happens. But in the end, unless we stop Hillary Clinton from becoming the next president of the United States, we are doomed. We are doomed. This country will not be what it was in 4 years of Hillary. So stop with the rhetoric about never saying Trump. If he's the guy, you need to vote for him. And if Cruz is the guy, you Trump guys, you need to vote for him as well. All right, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com. Stay informed, stay educated. We'll see you next week.